grass for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, mostly sunny skies, upper 80s around 90, wind gusts as high as 25 miles an hour. Tonight, clear skies, upper 60s, winds will be from the south between 10 and 15. For tomorrow, we'll have mostly sunny skies, 94, winds will be from the south between 10 and 15. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly overnight with temps mid-70s. Right now, it's 82.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Despite the global economic slowdown in 2020 due to COVID-19, total agriculture lending by U.S. farm banks remained strong at $98.6 billion, decreasing only by 1.8% from the year before, according to the American Bankers Association annual Farm Bank Performance Report. The report attributed the change to a 6.7% decline in agricultural production loans. By contrast, outstanding loans secured by farmland increased 2.1% to $56.7 billion. According to the report, rising costs, supply and production bottlenecks, price volatility, and a significant increase in federal cash payments depressed demand for ag production loans in 2020. Government payments also enabled producers to pay down existing loan balances. The report, which is an analysis by ABA's economic research team based on FDIC data, examines the performance of the nation's 1,642 banks that specialize in agricultural lending. ABA defines farm banks as banks whose ratio of domestic farm loans to total domestic loans is greater than or equal to the industry average. According to the report, farm banks also supported rural communities via the Paycheck Protection Program. At the end of 2020, farm banks held 172,818 PPP loans worth $12.7 billion on their balance sheets. Farm banks distributed these loans via more than 7,700 branches across rural America, preserving jobs at local small businesses and providing an important lifeline to the communities they serve. The report also shows the farm banks are also a major source of credit to small farmers, holding more than $45.2 billion in small farm loans, with $10.5 billion in micro farm loans at the end of last year. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Good American Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, Wichita police, along with the local, state, and federal partners, arrested 16 individuals in connection to an anti-human trafficking initiative. Cake News reports that Homeland Security investigators sponsored the initiative called Operation Archangel that used the Wichita Police Department, along with Homeland Security, the Kansas Bureau of Investigations, the Kansas Highway Patrol, and the Hutchinson Police Department, along with the Kansas Attorney General's Office and the Department for Children and Families, to arrest 10 buyers of commercial sex in the South Broadway area back on June 17th. One sex worker was found and is now receiving services instead of jail as part of a criminal justice diversion practice. In other news, the Kansas Department of Health and Environment reported 156 new COVID-19 cases and zero deaths since Friday of last week. There were also 21 new hospitalizations. So far across the state, 43.7% of the population has received their first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine, with 37.8% of the state population being fully vaccinated. Mid-America Network News. Wear and tear. It seems like something is always breaking, falling off, or needing repair. That's why Abilene Machine only sells the highest quality new, remanufactured, and used parts. Their new parts are second to none, yet are typically 40% off the list price of the big OEMs. Used parts can save you even more, up to 50% off new. Don't let your ag replacement parts take a toll on your pocket. Call Abilene Machine at 800-255-0337 or visit AbileneMachine.com.
Your most trusted team in Kansas every weeknight has a new anchor on your side.
Hi, Caitlin. I'm David Scott, and thank you for joining me and Deb Ferris each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. I'm excited to go to work for you every day, keeping the great people of Caitlin informed. Join me, Deb Ferris, Cape First Alert meteorologist Jay Frater, and sports anchor Chris Lilly each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. Cape News, always on your side.
Wichita Police Chief Gordon Ramsey says an officer who was shot during the weekend remains in critical but stable condition, and his prognosis is improving. Ramsey said yesterday the officer, a 5-year veteran, was shot in the head and legs. His family has asked for the officer's name not to be released. He was shot while a suspect was killed while officers were checking on a welfare of a woman and her daughter on Saturday night. Investigators say the woman's boyfriend, 28-year-old Tyler Hodge, ignored commands to put a gun down when officers found him in a shed. Hodge fired 18 rounds. Police fired back, and Hodge was hit once, killing him. In other news, a Democrat state representative from Overland Park has resigned after 1 year in the state legislature. Jennifer Day announced her resignation from the 48th House District yesterday. She won the seat back in May of 2020 by only 62 votes. A spokeswoman said that Day was resigning because she's moving out of the district. The Democrat precinct committee in her district will appoint a replacement to fill her unexpired term. The Republican challenger, Terry Frederick, has already filed to run for the seat again next year. Mid-America Network News.
Deserves a beautiful home. Duzine Enterprises can give you that. With an interior designer on staff, you'll be able to choose flooring and furnishings that coordinate gorgeously with your lifestyle and personal style. Choose from a modern selection of carpet, luxury vinyl, laminate flooring, and tile, all put in by our certified installers. Get your beautiful home today. Call Duzine Enterprises in Washington.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, Good Tuesday. A 45-year-old central Nebraska man has been convicted of killing his stepmother last year. A jury Friday found Trent Ash guilty of first-degree murder in the death of 62-year-old Crystal Ash north of Broken Bow. He was also convicted for use of a weapon and possession of a firearm by a felon. Crystal Ash was found shot to death in her home last July. She had a protection of abuse order against her stepson for threatening behavior and messages. Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts plans to send about 24 state troopers to Texas later this month to help patrol the nation's border with Mexico. Ricketts has criticized President Joe Biden's approach to border security and several other policies, but he said the aid is being provided to Texas under a pre-existing agreement that is normally activated in times of emergencies. Ricketts says the troopers will spend up to 16 days helping the Texas Department of Public Safety. Nebraska, Mid-America Network News.
Oglaw Livestock Wednesday, June the 23rd, a special cattle of all classes sale. We'll start at 8:30 Mountain on Waves, noon stockers and feeders, 12:30 baby calves, 12:45 we will sell five Angus yearling bulls. They're semen tested, sound, they're ready to roll from Clay Cobza. At 1 o'clock, we'll sell 60 pairs, a complete dispersion from Andrew Ward. They're Angus, they're black white face, they're three, they're solid mouth. Those calves are January to March born. In the fall calving cow division, Galen and Jane Sherman, 240 red and black Angus, three to short-term stock cows. They're bred to red Angus bulls due August 10th, 90 days, complete dispersion of their fall calving herd. Go to our website to view all of our value consignments at OglawLive.com. Call the office at 308-284-2071. That's this Wednesday, June the 23rd. Cattle of all classes selling at Oglaw Livestock.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners meeting last week heard a report from the Public Works Administrator. Road crews had started putting shoulder rock on recently done blacktops. This was using a lot of material, so they're looking to getting something for more direct placement of the rock to fill in drop-offs. The county councilor will be presenting the board and the appraiser with a contract to renew Francine Cromie's four-year contract, which expires June 30th. The sheriff met with the board to discuss traffic control for the Beach Boys concert July 31st at Alcove Springs. Commissioners approved closing the East River Road from Highway 77 to Alcove Springs that date, allowing one entrance into the park from the south. Sunflower Road will be for emergency vehicles only. The architect with Trainer HL has recommended the proposed jail project should remain on hold until next spring due to the cost of construction materials. He expected construction costs will start easing back down. The construction manager risk process could go forward at this time. Commissioners will set up a meeting with the architect in the near future to discuss drawings and screening of a construction manager at risk. The American Rescue Plan money the county is receiving could be utilized for a full body scanner, the ventilation system, or perhaps any nursing or medical portion of the project. Washington County Commissioners last week approved a resolution to any federal, state, or local initiatives that might impact personal property rights. The measure was in response to recent concerns regarding a 30 by 30 federal land conservation proposal and consideration of a National Heritage Tourism Area. They would include areas in north-central Kansas into south-central Nebraska. That initiative has been suspended for the time due to multiple county actions. The resolution, however, is not specific to the immediate projects, but broader in scope. Haley Ordine was appointed to the Pawnee Mental Health Board. Approval was given for purchase of two new dump trucks with plows and spreaders for $298,000 per truck. Emergency Management Director Randy Hubbard was charged with directing the latest round of federal COVID funding allotted, with Washington County and the 12 communities to receive over $1.5 million as part of the American Rescue Plan. Guidelines for use of the funds are being established. The county will receive just over $1 million with another $500,000 plus dedicated to local communities in Washington County. Nemahal County Commissioners last week heard updates on bridge work continuing in Adams and Mitchell Township, with a structure in Berwick Township closed and another in Richmond Township to be closed after inspections. Crews assisted with tree removal after recent windstorms. County Appraiser Betty Rader met to discuss her reappointment, which is a four-year term due in 2021. The county attorney has drafted a letter to be sent to Nemahal County Township officials concerning establishment of minimum maintenance roads in townships. Gage County Board of Supervisors approved a planning and zoning recommendation for locating an asphalt plant in Paddock Township following a public hearing with no opposition. Approval was given for a request for a beer garden permit for the Gage County Fair, with the sheriff having expressed no concerns. Supervisors extended the moratorium on submitting wind solar permit applications through December 31st this year. The vote 5-2, with Shuler and Lytle voting no. Gage County townships will be allowed to decide if rock or gravel is more appropriate as road surfaces after a discussion of the merits and drawbacks of each. The county provides an allotment for material annually to the townships. Big Indian Creek Reservoir in southern Gage County has been closed to swimming due to high levels of blue-green algae. Boating and fishing is still allowed, however, with public exposure to the water discouraged. The announcement from the state was issued last week. Shirley R. George, age 85, of Marysville, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Thursday, 10 a.m. at St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville. Visitation before the service. Burial at Mount Calvary Cemetery, Clyde. Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Shirley George. Dave E. Stowes, age 72, of Bremen, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Saturday, 2 p.m. at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church, rural Bremen. Visitation Wednesday, 5 until 8. Family will receive friends Wednesday, 5 until 7, at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Dave Stowes.
Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like the wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gift that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Credit works for you.
Selection, value, and service from Cornerstone Monument, Home, Kansas.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Warm temperatures return as we're going to see winds out of the south-southwest with an upper-level ridge moving into the area as we head towards tomorrow into Thursday. Quiet weather across the area, high-pressure system, but our next system will move into the area as we head into Wednesday night, Thursday, through the end of the week, bringing more chances for some showers and thunderstorms. It looks like behind this system as we head towards the end of the weekend back into the 80s. So across the area, mostly sunny skies, upper 80s, around 90, wind gust at 25. Tonight, we'll have clear skies, temperatures in the upper 60s. For tomorrow, sunny skies, 94, wind gust at 25. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, chance of showers and thunderstorms overnight in the mid-70s. For Thursday, partly sunny, we'll continue the chance of showers and thunderstorms with temperatures upper 90s and Thursday night, rainstorms. That's a look at your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature late June, 88. Record high on this date, 104. The average low, 65. The record low, 45. Sunset this evening, 8:57. Sunrise in the morning at 6:01.
The one person most sought after, especially when your air conditioning breaks in the middle of the summer. The story on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, June 22nd, the 173rd day of the year. Actress Meryl Streep is celebrating 72 trips around the sun today, and on this day in 1939, the first water skiing tournament in the U.S. was held on Long Island in New York. If being outside in the middle of the summer isn't really your thing, you're probably dependent on your air conditioning. And that's why we give a hearty salute to all of the HVAC professionals today on HVAC Technicians Day. Because let's face it, it's not a job for everyone. They crawl into tiny spaces, clean out dirty ductwork, and ensure that our in-home temperature is exactly right. There are more than 105,000 HVAC contractors in the U.S., so it shouldn't be hard to find one to say thank you. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
We know what it takes to be a successful producer. Hard work and strong values. Like you, we have roots in this community and want to see it grow. We're ready to meet your banking and lending needs with experts who understand crops, livestock, and equipment. We know your business and your values. Talk to us. Citizen State Bank. Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
For all your propane and propane delivery needs, contact Hoover's in Greenleaf. Call 747-2201. Propane is safe, propane is clean burning, and propane is economical. Hoover's in Greenleaf offers prompt delivery and excellent customer service. Give Hoover's in Greenleaf a call today, 747-2201. That's Hoover's in Greenleaf.
Thursday night kicks off the days of 49 in Hanover, continuing through Saturday. Thursday night, kids can enjoy all the rides absolutely free, thanks to Landall Company. Kick off the fun with Moore's Greater Amusements, clean rides and games, concessions and a beer garden available, free entertainment each evening. Angie Kreitz and the Polka Tunes entertain Thursday night at the Days of 49 in Hanover. And your invitation from Owens Originals in Washington, floral creations for all occasions. Tux rental available as well at Owens Originals on the square in Washington. Orville Ginnam and Dozer Service, tree clearing, conservation work, dirt work, and more. Call on Orville Ginnam and Dozer Service. Hanover Housing Authority, clean, comfortable, and affordable residential living. Close to shopping, churches, school, and more. Contact Hanover Housing Authority for availability.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Tuesday. Kansas City Chiefs defensive end Frank Clark was arrested late Sunday in Los Angeles on suspicion of illegal gun possession. A Los Angeles police spokeswoman said Clark was pulled over for a vehicle code violation when officers noticed a gun in a duffel bag inside the vehicle he was driving. Clark was arrested shortly after 9:20 Sunday night and booked into the Los Angeles County Jail early yesterday morning. He has since bonded out on a $35,000 bond. KU alumnus Bryce Hoppel finished third in the men's 800-meter final round, qualifying him for the Tokyo Olympics. At the University of Kansas, Hoppel set the 800-meter indoor school record with a time of 146.46. He was also the 2019 800-meter indoor national champion and a first-team All-American. The first round of the Olympic men's 800-meter is July 31st. Mid-America Network Sports.
your most trusted team in Kansas, every weeknight has a new anchor on your side.
Hi, Cakeland. I'm David Scott, and thank you for joining me and Deb Ferris each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. I'm excited to go to work for you every day, keeping the great people of Cakeland informed. Join me, Deb Ferris, Cake First Alert meteorologist Jay Prater, and sports anchor Chris Lilly each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. Cake News, always on your side.
If you're the owner of a flat roof, whether the property is commercial, business, or residential, you know a flat roofing system is different than any other system. That's why when it comes to a flat roof that's built to stay, the only name to know is Ray. W-R-A-Y, Ray Roofing Incorporated, aims to provide the best designed and most effective roofing system for each customer while maintaining a highly economical balance. Taking pride with meticulous work on each project is Ray Roofing, online at WRAYroofing.com. Daredevil Alex Harville died last week while practicing for a world record motorcycle ramp jump. Harville was 28 years old and lived in Ephrata, Washington. He was hoping to break the record of a 351-foot jump, according to the Moses Lake Air Show, where his attempt was scheduled last Thursday. Video of the practice jump at the Grant County International Airport posted to social media showed Harville's motorcycle running directly into the top edge of a large dirt berm being used as his landing ramp, with Harville thrown from the bike. Harville already owned a Guinness World Record of his own with a 297-foot dirt-to-dirt jump back in 2013. Carl Nassib is the first NFL active player to come out as gay. Nassib is a defensive end of the Las Vegas Raiders. He came out in a video he posted on Instagram. While Nassib is the first active NFL player to come out, more than a dozen have come out after their careers were over. Baseball, the Royals open a three-game series with the Yankees tonight. Mid-America Network Sports.
Generations have relied on Kinsley's of Marysville, the Padden Funeral Chapel in Frankfort, Hanover Mortuary, Ward Funeral Homes of Lynn in Washington, and Landreth Axtell Funeral Home. You can continue to rely on the professional experience that they provide and the heartfelt concern that they offer each family that they serve. Caring concern in your family's time of need.
At Galloway, Wiegers, and Brenniger, we're about building relationships, one client and one issue at a time. I'm Jason Brenniger, and I invite you to visit with me for any legal services you might have, including probate, estate planning, and trust administration. Advanced planning has countless advantages to your family, including greater control and disposition of your assets and tax issues that might come up. Call for a no-obligation appointment today. Check us out on our Facebook page or at gwblaw.net.
Slow down your pace, speed up your internet, savor your summer. We all love the lazy days of summer, spent relaxing in a hammock or a patio chair. You can make those slow-moving moments even better by enjoying super fast internet from Blue Valley. We've got a hot deal for you. Get 2 months free, plus free installation. Call 877-876-1228 today for details or visit bluevalley.net.
Grow your own kid-friendly playhouse or fort this summer. No lumber and nails are needed, just a few sunflower seeds, soil, water, and willing participants. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Select a sunny spot with room to grow giant sunflowers. Plant the seeds in a circle or rectangle, leaving an opening for entering and exiting your sunflower structure. Overlap the wall or plant a screen to hide the entrance. Plant seeds 6 inches apart and 1 inch deep in warm soil. Sprinkle a low-nitrogen, slow-release fertilizer over the soil surface according to label directions. This will feed the plants throughout much of the summer. Water thoroughly as needed. Once the plants reach 6 to 12 inches, plant scarlet runner beans next to the sunflowers to create a beautiful and edible wall covering. Cover the floor with straw or outdoor carpet and let the fun begin. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Blue Valley Door Company invites listeners and their families to Homestead Days in Beatrice starting June 23rd. Come on out and have fun with everyone. Blue Valley Door Company in Beatrice. We service and install all styles of doors and openers. Seamless guttering as well for farm, industrial, and residential doors and openers.
When most people think of this town, they perhaps remember one of two things, a fort or a major prison. Interestingly, one of the items that put this city on the worldwide map was as the leader for building this machine. The story is this edition of the American Countryside.
It's true, I do travel the countryside for each of the interviews you hear on this show, but I'm also a farmer in Northwest Missouri, and I enjoy sharing stories from agriculture as well. That's why I created the Farming the Countryside show, where I interview guests with information important in farm and ranch country. You can hear us on many local radio stations. Just look for our station list on the Farming the Countryside page on Facebook, or catch it as a podcast on the AgriTalk app or your favorite podcast platform. Listen to Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot BioProven, as we share information those in agriculture need to know.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
C.W. Parker moved his business from Abilene to Leavenworth, Kansas in 1910 to take advantage of four railroads and river transportation on the Missouri River. His manufacturing put Leavenworth, Kansas on the map.
Well, the city of Leavenworth has built more carousels because of him primarily than any other city in the world.
As Jerry Reinhardt explains, Parker's company began building carousels from 1910 to 1950 here in Leavenworth.
Most of them were carnival-type traveling carousels, little two-row machines mostly. And his factory had four holes in the ceiling where you could put a chain down and haul that center pole up vertical while you first assembled it. So he could build four carousels at one time on that floor.
The Parker business built about 1,000 of the machines in Leavenworth. He was an excellent marketer of the carousels.
He called his carousels that he produced Carry Us Alls, hyphenated. I mean, that was his trademark. His machines were easily assembled. Supposedly, you could come into town and set it up and have it ready to operate in 4 hours with four men. I'd like to see those four men because it took us, a bunch of us, a long time to put this thing up.
Jerry is referring to the Parker carousel that he helps operate here at the museum. The animals on this machine are pretty similar to others, with one exception.
Well, with Parker, it was almost always horses. But we have two rabbits on this machine, jackrabbits, because he was raised in Abilene.
This particular carousel was in Iowa, and when acquired by the folks here, it was in need of a lot of help. Jerry and a team of volunteers keep the machine running and offer rides. Plus, they share much more of the C.W. Parker story here at the museum. Traveling the countryside in Leavenworth, Kansas, I'm Andrew McRae.
There will be a real estate auction of a shop at 3rd and Broadway in Marysville Friday, June 25th for the Richard Forst Estate and Rosemary Forst. This is an older 26 by 54-foot metal shop building. Sits on a corner lot at the west edge of Marysville, half block south of U.S. 36. The shop garage area is 24 by 26 foot with an overhead garage door. Remainder of the building is dry storage and office area. This property has city utilities, including Evergy Electric and Kansas Gas Service. Sits on a level lot, 44 by 122 foot, highly visible from U.S. Highway 36 and accessed by both 3rd and Broadway streets. There are a few mature shade trees on the northwest side. For inspection, contact Rob Olmsted or Tom Kirkland with Olmsted Real Estate. This auction's Friday, June 25th, beginning at 5:30. At 3rd and Broadway in Marysville. Sale conducted by OlmstedRealEstate.com.
Bring more native bees to your property by building them a nest box. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Bee blocks are simple to make. It can attract a variety of pollinators to your garden as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Bees buzzing around my flowers, but I'm always looking for ways to attract more to my garden. Scott Black is the executive director of the Xerces Society. He says most people think of bees in hives, but the majority of them nest in the ground and in cavities of old wood. Providing wood nesters with a special place attracts beneficial pollinators. He says it's easy to make simple bee nesting blocks. Start with a piece of wood that's at least 4 inches wide and 6 inches deep.
You cut it into whatever length you want. Mine at home are about a foot long. And then you drill holes into the face of that block the long way. Mason bees, the larger bees, will use a hole that maybe is up to 5 inches deep. So you drill a hole almost all the way through, but not all the way through.
Most people think of the orchard mason bee when they put up a bee box. But depending on the size of hole that you drill, it could also attract leafcutter bees, yellow-faced bees, and a variety of others. Attach the bee block to a post, a tree, or the side of your house. Black says most of the bees that use it don't sting. However, the bee condo should be in a protected location.
Have it high enough off the ground so when it rains, it doesn't get water splashing up on it. So we generally say 3 feet off the ground or so. If you live in a really hot climate, best to not have it on the south side of the house because it will get too hot. The east side is generally the best side of the house to have it on. They get the morning sun, the bees can wake up and fly out.
Black recommends that you replace the bee block with a new one every few years. Find more tips for building a bee nesting block at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
In difficult situations, where there is no hope, but what I've realized is that with the good comes and joy follows. Hope is the I'm
Building sandcastles in the sandbox as a kid. I'd use sticks to make the creation steadier in hopes of making it last longer, but inevitably, the rain or a sibling would knock it down. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, it's important to have a strong foundation for your finances, and that strong foundation should be built on your faith and your purpose. Then you can create a financial strategy that includes several elements. It should have your short-term goals, like paying off your car or the balance on your credit card. But it should also include your longer-term goals, like growing your family or planning for retirement. And don't forget to have a bucket for fun expenses so you can treat yourself occasionally. And remember, generosity is an important part of being a good steward of your resources, and God loves a cheerful giver. So don't forget to include generosity in your finances, too. With a purposeful foundation, you'll have financial clarity and live with more purpose and gratitude.
Don't look for a big payoff from an on-farm energy project. Find out why today on Farm to Fork.
A farmer's work is never done, and the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts with a complete line of fuel pumps and filters, hydraulic hoses, couplings, and fluid. So your equipment maintenance and repair doesn't stand in the way of a hard day's work. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today or O'ReillyAuto.com and search farm.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The Growing Matters Coalition wants to keep insect pollinators safe from pesticides. Allison Walston is with Valent USA.
Crop protection product labels outline the use directions, safety requirements, guidelines to avoid accidental exposure to non-target pollinators and other wildlife, and include other environmental information. Labels are updated over time, so be sure to read the label every time you use a product or purchase a new container.
Learn more at growingmatters.org/besure. Solar, wind, and other energy projects frequently cited on farms are not a significant moneymaker for the farm owners. That's one finding of an analysis of data from a 2014 USDA survey of 30,000 farms. Kansas State University ag economist Jenny Ift was a co-author of that analysis and says one of the goals was to learn whether energy income was critical to farms.
If you restrict or penalize energy to develop on farmland, are you cutting off an important source of income for agriculture and potentially harming the farm economy?
Ift says no matter how the money is used, energy income is still useful on the farm.
As an economist, we say it could be used for consumption or family living expenses, so food, clothing, a new car, a vacation, anything like that. But if you assume the household needs are met or it's not going to be used that way, then the farm business can use the income.
Ift says the research team was looking to find whether energy income for a farm had any impact on the farm's ability to get credit and or make investments in the farm.
And we largely found no evidence of a relationship, positive or negative. They simply had similar levels of investment and credit access, whether or not they had energy income.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Join the Jeep Celebration event underway now at Twin Rivers Beatrice with 0% financing up to 84 months with approved credit when financed through Chrysler Capital on the new 2021 Jeep Cherokee Compass and Renegade. Designed with purpose and peace of mind, check out the Jeep Cherokee. The new Jeep Compass is refined and ready to impress. And free-spirited fun is here with the Jeep Renegade. Long live a journey. Test drive your favorite model today, then drive away with 0% financing up to 84 months for a limited time at Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram, West Court in Beatrice.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. A wheat summer harvest report is brought to you by Abilene Machine here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Make sure to check out their great parts selections, and you can order anytime online 24-7 on their website at AbilenMachine.com. Again, Abilene Machine with your summer wheat harvest reports here on the Mid-America Ag Network. And with some of the rain we got just a couple days ago, kind of hindering a little bit of the farmers across the state of Kansas, but overall not too bad, as actually some of the dryness has been an obstacle for many farmers in the area.
The dry conditions are also hindering progress for Randy Small, who farms near New Odiche in Wilson County. Normally, someone on his farm crew would be chasing the combine through the field with a planter to put in soybeans, but this year has been too dry to double crop.
That was the latest update from the Kansas Wheat Commission across the state of Kansas, where they say while some of the yields have been relatively decent across the Mid-America region, there has been some damage done by some of the weather with the ongoing drought across the Mid-America region and some of the freezes that we saw just a few months ago.
This year's wheat crop was hampered by a mix of freeze damage, drought, and disease pressure. A few individual fields in the area have tested for vomitoxin, but not at levels high enough for elevators to turn loads away. Disease pressure on the flag leaf significantly reduced yields, with the top third of the heads not filling well.
But even with all the potential issues across the state overall, the harvest of the wheat across the Mid-America region still looks pretty healthy, considering.
Still, small reported yields are averaging 50 to 60 bushels per acre, and test weights are steady at 60 to 61 pounds per bushel. Even with some green stems, moisture content is around 12 to 13%.
That, again, was from the Kansas Wheat Commission. You can find more information with them at kswheat.com, and we'll continue to have more updates as we go through wheat harvest 2021 for the summertime across the Mid-America region. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier.
All across the nation, we are here for our communities.
We're doing our part to get supplies where it's needed in order to fight COVID-19 together.
Got to do what we got to do, helping the people that did lose their jobs and lost their income, and now they don't have money for their food.
It feels good to be out there to assist our community with what we're dealing with. It's what you sign up for as a soldier.
We will not rest until the mission is complete.
Each one of these soldiers, once they received a call, they understood that all hands were on deck. This goes to the core of what citizen soldiers do.
We are your Army National Guard.
I would like our friends and family to know that your National Guardsmen are always ready and always there.
Always ready, always there. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more. Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard. Aired by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Sapp Brothers reminds propane customers that now's the time to book your propane refills. Contract pricing available with scheduled delivery at your request. Call or reach out today. Sapp Brothers Petroleum, reminding propane customers now's the time to book your propane refills.
There are some people that are anxious to get back and now have the authority and ability to get back, and to be able to do so if they are vaccinated, obviously without the necessity of masks and so forth. If they haven't been vaccinated, then they have to maintain social distancing and they have to be masked under our policy. Some of the challenges, obviously, if you have to social distance, that creates an issue with reference to the size of the office itself.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Many USDA Farm Service Agency offices still have some workers doing their jobs remotely, but Secretary Vilsack says a plan to bring people back to offices is in the works. Well, the White House unveiled a new interactive broadband mapping tool yesterday, showing the majority of rural America is in need of access to high-speed internet above 25 megabits per second download and 3 megabits per second upload speeds. The tool developed by the White House in partnership with the National Telecommunications and Information Administration, which is housed in the Department of Commerce. It shows where broadband is lacking, where people are online at slow speeds, and where large percentages of people lack an internet-connected device. The first time this puts a map data from public and private sources, including the Census Bureau and Federal Communications, as well as nonprofit and commercial organizations. They say, for example, you can compare what providers have told the FCC about where they do and don't provide service, and with actual speed test data from third parties like Microsoft and Ookla, the data shows what speeds people are actually receiving. This map comes as President Biden has negotiated with Republicans an infrastructure bill, which he initially proposed, including $100 billion for broadband infrastructure investment, but has recently indicated he would accept less. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
First and foremost, thank you, farmers, for all that you do to keep us fed, clothed, and moving down the road. Your hard work and dedication touches our lives every day in more ways than we will ever know. As a producer, you know how important having the right tool for the job is. So when it comes to risk management, you also know that there's one vitally important tool to help protect your operation, and that's crop insurance. So give me, Tammy Sedlogic, independent rain and hail agent at Alliance Insurance, a call to discuss all your crop insurance needs.
Healthy livestock need healthy hay and pastures. If weeds aren't controlled on a timely basis, you'll see reduced forage quality on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Your fields store carbon. Let us help you make money for it. With the Bayer Carbon Program, you have the opportunity to earn additional revenue for adopting climate-smart practices, practices that help enrich your soil to better support your crops. The carbon market doesn't have to be complex, especially when Bayer provides certainty, simplicity, and flexibility to help your land work for you. Visit BayerCarbon.com to enroll today.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
Are vermin in a hay field. They compete for nutrients, reduce yield and quality, and cause toxicity issues. Paul Gonzalez is an ag extension agent at North Carolina State University. He says your line of defense starts by knowing the offenders and the time of year they show up.
If it's a warm season, then it's going to be coming every year in warm season, like let's say pigweed. If it's a cool season, weed, let's say dock, is going to come up every fall. So you need to kind of learn which ones are cool seasons, which ones are warm seasons, because even with control, you're going to have some of the same weeds every year. So you need to know, okay, it's turning September, October, I need to start looking for some cool season weeds to come in.
He recommends consulting with your local extension agent and referring to a good weed identification book. Pre- and post-emergent herbicides are also excellent weapons. Gonzalez says it's extremely important to read the product labels, make sure you're applying the rates recommended for the weeds you're trying to kill, and to observe any withdrawal or restriction times.
A lot of them will have zero grazing restrictions. Some of them may have a short grazing restriction. Just about all of them are going to have a haying restriction. And depending on your species, there are some products, if you happen to be grazing dairy cattle, that have a 365-day withdrawal. So you need to make sure to check that before you use a product, because you don't want to get caught off guard and realize I've got to wait, you know, 3 months before I can turn anything back on this pasture.
You'll never totally get rid of weeds, but you can give your hayfield a fighting chance with the right soil nutrients and pH levels. Weeds are more likely to take over if forage plants are under stress. Learn more about weed control in hayfields at agriculture.com.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier, going through a Tuesday today. Still a lot of mixed across the board for the grains and soybeans. Corn taking a bit of a hit with some of the later futures right now. It was July corn's up 2 3/4 to 662 even. On the rest of it, though, September corn's down 20 and a half right now to 550 and a half. December corn down 20 even to 535 even. So a bit of a hit on that one. Kansas City wheat, we had some green earlier. Now we're seeing a little bit of red pop up on the board here. July Casey wheat down down 3.5 to 5.96 and a quarter. September is down 3.5 to 6.05 and 3/4. Over in the soybeans today, we're seeing a lot of red pop up as well after we had some green on the board, but that's kind of gone away with some big hits right now. July soybeans are down 14.5 to $14 even. August soybeans are down 14.25 to $13.56 even. And September's down 14.75 to $13.11. So that's kind of rebounded, gone the wrong direction after starting off mostly in the green with soybeans. Meal, same story. They're in the red right now. July down 8.90 to $3.64.20. August down 8.60 to $3.63.80. On the oil side, we see a little bit of green here still. July soybean oil up 65 cents to 60.96. August is up 57 cents to 59.25. Over in the livestock, at least, we do see a little bit of green still with some decent gains right now. June live cattle are still up 220 to 123.17. August is up right now 240 to 123.42. In the feeder cattle, August up 392 right now to 159.02, with lean hogs currently up 20 cents for August to 103.87. So not too bad in the livestock right now. Real quick, in the cotton industry, we see July cotton up 22 cents to 84.31. October cotton is up 20 cents to 86.16. So not too bad with cotton. We'll see what they do with grains and soybeans going through the rest of the day today on a Tuesday.
Ag producers, you know the performance of your diesel engines is critical to your success. MJ's Truck Repair at Exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas, has been a partner with the ag community since they opened the doors. They stand ready to have their experienced professionals handle your diesel engine repair needs without burning a hole in your pocket. And emergency ag diesel repair service on the farm? Just a phone call away with MJ's Truck Repair. MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge, Kansas.
If you're seeing stripe rust in your wheat fields this year, think about adding AgriPro brand wheat variety Bob Dole to your farm come planting season. The Bob Dole wheat variety has excellent stripe rust tolerance and is a great fit for graze and grain systems, providing outstanding forage potential without compromising grain yield. Bob Dole also has superior milling and baking quality and is on the GrainCraft's preferred variety list. Call your local AgriPro associate to find the right seed for your acres. Find agronomic and performance data and a list of AgriPro associates at AgriPro.
Hey, this is Savannah Chestnut, and you're listening to my new song on KNDY.
Well, it was burning season, a hungry glow lit up the midnight sky. I was looking for change, passion and rage. It was time to come alive, and I knew that it was you as soon as your dark eyes met mine. Tell me, baby, did you see the sparks and put your hand in mine? I'm gonna love you like a prairie fire, and I'm burning strong, feel mine.
Chrysler Jeep Dodge and Ram invites you to get the real Pioneer Days experience by joining them for Homestead Days going on June 23rd through the 27th in Beatrice. Stop in and see them for live entertainment with free admission to the Mopar Car Show at Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge and Ram in Beatrice.
The legends of country music play here on Classic Country KMDY Marysville. AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.